It's 33 minutes after 8 o'clock, and joining me here in the studio is Rutabaga Queen Sohachi Burns.
Good morning, Cliff. Good morning, KHAM audience. Good to be here.
I'm glad you could make it here. So you have been you are the current reigning Rutabaga Queen, of course.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So how has the year been being a reigning Rutabaga Queen?
This last year has been so much fun. Being a Rutabaga Queen, there is adventure around the corner every day. You never know what kind of antics that you will be doing. So I've had a lot of fun.
That's right. And of course, a new Rutabaga Queen will be crowned coming up soon. We'll talk about that event. But of course, once a Rutabaga Queen, always a Rutabaga Queen.
Yes, a queen for life.
That's right. Which is great. You get to keep your crown and keep your title, which is always just wonderful. And you're in a company of a lot of really good folks.
Absolutely. A good, amazing family of queens.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Alrighty, so let's talk about the event. When is the Rutabaga Ball?
Rutabaga Ball is Saturday, May 18th.
So it's coming up.
It's coming up very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Now, folks who are listening, who are thinking, I think I might like to try out to be a Rutabaga Queen. How do folks do that?
Well, if you go to rutabagaqueen.com, you could see what the qualifications are. There is an application, very brief. Let them know a little bit about your amazing self. And then once you submit your application, then just bring it at the ball.
That's right. And, of course, there are several aspects to being judged. Why don't you talk about the various different aspects?
Yes, there are three main aspects. I think I have that right. There is the question and answer.
Right.
There is showing the audience and the queens your talent, right.
Whatever that might be.
Whatever that is. And then you have to demonstrate how you will cross the water. So a water crossing.
Which is kind of interesting to do considering there's no actual water.
Yes. Got to use your imagination.
That's right. Absolutely. And you wowed the audience. You did a terrific job, and of course the judges, and it became the queen. And there was a lot of great competition too.
Absolutely, yeah, I was blown away.
So it's tough. It's the days of just showing up and just becoming a Rutabaga Queen by default are over. there is competition, of course it takes kind of a larger than life personality. The good news is that you don't have to be this way naturally. You just have to tap into your inner Rutabaga Queen and bring it when it's there.
Absolutely,
that's right.
Yeah, I think I know that there are a lot of people out there with an inner Rutabaga Queen ready to burst out.
Sure.
And I'm hoping we see them at the ball soon.
That is right. So, of course, you want to sign up this. Again, is it rutabagaqueen.org?
.com,
okay.
Yes.
rutabagaqueen.com. And, fill out your application for this. Now, it's also open for folks to just enjoy the thing because it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's open to all ages. If you bring your own cup, we'll have to double check the price. But all ages. We've had families come to enjoy it. There's a lot to see. There's going to be dancing, a lot of revelry.
Great music.
Mm-hmm. Yes, great music.
Yep. And of course, it takes place, I assume it's taking place at its usual spot of Portuguese Hall.
Yes, Portuguese Hall.
In Arcata. It's been at various sort of venues over the years, but it's been that the past several years it's been there, and it's been a good spot for it.
Yes.
It has. And what time do the doors open for this?
Doors open at 7.
7 o'clock, and goes till? Whenever.
Usually about at least midnight.
Something like that, yes.
Yes, as long as the crowd is jumping, and which goes pretty late.
Yeah, so it's always a lot of fun. And it's generally your first chance to also to get a race T-shirt. And I think the guy that makes the T-shirts usually has them ready to go that night.
Right. This is a very good kickoff party for all fans of Kinetic Grand Championship.
Mm-hmm. It is a heck of a lot of fun. And now, being the reigning queen, do you get to be one of the judges this year, or are you not?
I will not be judging this year, but I will be there to support the contestants and to take in the excitement of seeing who our new head cheerleader of the racers will be.
Wonderful.
So I'm very excited.
Right. And Judge, explained to folks listening what the main job, at least in your opinion, of the Rutabaga Queen is during the race.
Supporting the racers, you know, talking to them, getting excited, just being like the ultimate cheerleader of the racers, because they're working hard.
They are.
And they've showed some amazing skills and putting in a lot of work. So having someone to support them and cheer them on. So Rutabaga Queen is the ultimate cheerleader for them.
Excellent. That's, that is good. So hopefully we will see everyone at Portuguese Hall. It's usually a big event, and I'm sure this year will be no exception. So, you know, if you are thinking about being a contestant, go to rutabagaqueen.com, you know, check out the qualifications, get signed up for it. Obviously, we can't have too many contestants, otherwise it could get a little unruly. But it's, you know, it's a good balance between enough and not enough.
Yes. So, and I have to say, running was a blast. So I really encourage people to at least consider running, check out the websites, and, you know, bring it on.
One of the things that you didn't mention is bribery as well.
Oh, yes.
That is a big part. It's a big part of the race, and it's a big part of, you know, of the Rutabaga Queen coronation and becoming the Rutabaga Queen. There are various bribery that needs to happen for the judges, for the MCs, you know, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yes. And bribes are fun. They're creative as well. And yeah, you got to have the bribes.
Got to have the bribes.
Got that.
That is right. And so if you have the hankering to become Rutabaga royalty and kinetic royalty, then definitely get in on it. Or at least we'll hopefully see you at the party, which is, again, on the 18th.
The 18th, yes.
That is right. Doors open at 7, Portuguese Hall. That is the place to be. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. All righty. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And as Rutabaga Queen, So Hot She Burns, getting us ready for this year's Kinetic Grand Championship and, of course, the crowning of the new Rutabaga Queen, which will happen on May 18th, Portuguese Hall in Arcata. Hope to see you there.